As for today, a flash flood watch remains in effect through this afternoon. It'll be hot and very humid today. We'll see variable cloudiness with still the chance for some scattered thunderstorms, some of which could have some heavy downpours today. Highs will be in the low and mid-90s. Tonight, slight chance for a couple storms, warm and muggy with lows in the lower 70s. For tomorrow, hot and humid again with a chance of storms, 93 for a high. And then a few showers and storms the first half of Saturday, and then a dry Sunday. For WFIN, this is News 11 meteorologist Mike Stowe.
Again, Mike, thank you very much. Currently, it is 75 degrees in the Flag City. 74. Okay, I'm sorry. And 78% humidity. Boy, it feels much more humid than that. That dew point is right up there. Which is going to be an uncomfortable day today for all of the cleanup. But the cleanup does begin following the 2007 summer flood. And this is one for the history books, isn't it? Good news, and we mentioned this earlier, the landfill is now open. The Hancock County landfill is now open. I would imagine over the next several days, that's going to start to become a very, very busy place. However, all the rest of the Hancock County offices are closed, closed for business, that is. Employees can report to work, we are told, when the river drops below 15 feet to begin cleanup, but closed for business. In addition, Findlay Municipal Court is closed. The Findlay City Health Department and Hancock County Health Departments are both closed. Hancock County Board of Elections office closed. The school delays and closings. Again, courtesy of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank, Blanchard Valley Industries, Cary Schools, Heritage Christian, Lipsick, Mohawk, Pandora, Gilboa, Riverdale, all closed. Trinity Lutheran Ingeniero remains on a two-hour delay, as does Upper Sandusky on a two-hour delay this morning. Brown Mackey College is closed until a level 3 emergency is lifted. And then as far as daycare centers, Almost Home Infant Care and Preschool is closed. Christian Cuddle Care closed. Home-based daycare is closed. The Something Special Learning Center Center Street location is closed. The Fox Run location is open. YMCA Child Development Center is closed. And the rest of the cancellations can be found online at WFIN.com. Just look for the link for the event and school cancellations and check both lists to get all of the information that you need to be completely up to date with all of the activities, events, and so on that are canceled. The water, as we mentioned, the flood water has begun to recede, but it is still a very dangerous situation in many respects, both because so many buildings and homes and everything else, so much of that has been contaminated by this flood water. And then, of course, a number of streets remain impassable at this time. I know when I came into the studio this morning, it was still the case that Interstate 75 was the only road to traverse the Blanchard River. I don't know if that's still the case. Is that still the case? I am told that there is no other open road to get across the Blanchard. So still very slow going today. If you don't have to be out, don't. And if you feel you must, call ahead to find out whether or not you should. If your destination is open, you need to be to work and so on and so forth. So 8:41 now on 1330 WFIN. You know, we mentioned this a couple of times. Some schools actually already in session. Some of the outlying areas here in Hancock County, most schools don't begin for another week or two. But not all students who are headed back to school this fall need a new supply of crayons and glue sticks for young adults who are headed off to college. And again, this is going to happen whether we're ready for it or not. For young adults who are headed off to college, shopping expert and supermom Leah Ingram is with us this morning with a checklist of some important but not always obvious necessities for those college-bound students. And Leah, thanks for being with us. First of all, we appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, Chris. I'm so excited to talk about back to school.
I guess the first thing on the list, the obvious thing would be technology.
It is. I have a middle schooler, and even she is having homework assignments uploaded to the website to websites. Mm-hmm. And so that means when she comes home after school, she's got to download her assignments and do them on the computer. Colleges are the same thing. You know, they want every kid going back to school with a laptop because the dorms and the libraries are wireless. So if you haven't yet upgraded to a laptop with wireless capability, I would recommend checking out, I found this at Sam's Club, an HP Pavilion Ultimate Notebook Bundle. And it's got that fancy term because it's a laptop computer in a backpack with a wireless mouse, with Bose speakers. It's pretty much everything that you would have found in a traditional desktop computer in a backpack.
Wow.
So you've gotten the kid the backpack to go back to school, and the kid who's at college who needs to go from place to place to get her work done, you've given her a necessary tool so that her technology is up to date, and you can be sure, hopefully fingers crossed, that she's doing her homework and handing it in on time.
Yeah, absolutely. And you make a good point that absolutely for a college student, this is an essential. And even for, you know, high school and junior high students, this is becoming more and more a very, you know, almost a required item. They don't have it on the list yet, but it's getting there pretty quick, the way things are going.
Well, actually, I think some colleges do have it on the list, along with those, you know, extra long twin sheets that dorms seem to have. Why they have extra long mattresses is beyond me. But you made me think of a funny story, Chris. You know, you talk about what's on the list. I've got a cousin whose son is going back to college next week, and she went for the tour, and, you know, they gave her that list, and so she raised her hand. They're in this big group session in the auditorium, and she said, okay, you know, I see all the stuff that you're telling us that we're supposed to bring. What's the one thing that's not on here that's sort of like the unofficial thing that parents always send their kids back to college with?
Mm-hmm.
And mom sitting near her raised her hand and said, I have been sending all of my kids with a case of Mr. Clean surface wipes because I can't send them back to school with the cleaning lady. I can't be there to clean their dorm, and not that mom should be.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a really easy-to-use tool for them so that, like, if there's a shared bathroom, you know, or they're in the library and there's a three-week-old coffee ring, they can bring these with them. They're about the size of a paper towel roll. They dispense like a tissue, you know, and at least mom can feel confident that every once in a while their kids are going to clean off the horizontal surfaces in their dorm room.
And they are certainly more likely to do that because that makes it easy to do. It's just all right there on the sheet.
Absolutely.
As opposed
it
to...
makes them a lot easier.
Yeah.
Now, we also talked about, you know, the college kids not on the list, you know, going back to school in style. You know, if there's one thing that's true about college students, they're always on the go, and they may not study in the traditional locations anymore, the library, you know, or the dorm room.
Mm-hmm.
I know that most of the college kids I know will go to Starbucks to get their homework done. So as a parent, I would feel really good about buying them a gift card so I know that as they're studying, they're getting food if they're hungry. If I buy that gift card at Starbucks.com, if she loses that gift card, I haven't lost any money that I've put on it. So, you know, it's accepting this is the reality for college students today.
Good,
you know,
stuff.
They need the laptop. They're going to study in Starbucks. And actually, speaking of studying, when I was in college, I wanted to study in a quiet environment. I would go to the law library because that was most conducive for me. In today's world, I feel like my mother's saying this, but, you know, kids want to study to rock and roll. You know, they want to listen to good music, and I have to accept that as well. You know, my middle schooler wants loud music on. That helps her study.
Mm-hmm.
So this year I'm going to surprise her with some new CDs. It's an untraditional back-to-school gift, but I think it's one that says, hey, I appreciate that this is how you study. And the four CDs I've got on my list are from Fall Out Boy. They have a new album called Infinity on High. They had a hit recently called Dance, Dance, Dance. You may have heard it. There's a singer-songwriter named John McLaughlin. He's got an album called Indiana, which I may just keep for myself. there's a new band called Sum 41. They have an album called Underclass Hero. And then there's another new band called The Rocket Summer with an album called Do You Feel. So, you know, I'll give them these CDs. They can play them in their new laptop computer. They can upload them to their MP3 player. I might just ask them to just use headphones when they're studying so that if they want to play it really loud and I don't want to hear it really loud, at least they'll get their homework done.
Wow. When we talk about heading back to class, well, the world has changed in just a generation, so different than the school supplies that we thought of in the traditional sense of the word. These are the other things that you may not think about, may not necessarily be quote-unquote on the list, but ones that are just as essential. And where can we get more information?
Sure. If any of the listeners want to get more information or they're like, now, what did she say that was that she sends her kids back to college with?
Yeah.
There's a website called StyleWiz.com. where I've uploaded all of my tips.
All right. Lifestyle expert Leah Ingram, some great ideas. Send kids back to school in style. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we got all of that information online at the Good Mornings section of our webpage. So check that out. WFIN.com. Click on the Good Mornings link or log on at goodmornings.net and check it out. Because back to school, whether we're ready for it or not, it's going to come. It's going to be here before you know it. So it's time to get those kids ready. And not just the little kids, but the big kids heading off to college as well. 8:48 now on 1330 WFIN. Another check of the weather forecast coming up. And some good news. The level 3 emergency for Hancock County has been lifted. So, hallelujah. We'll go through some of the key cancellations and other information that you need to know this morning coming up next.
You're planning that big 4181 today.
Here's your Storm Center 11 forecast for today. A flash flood watch remains in effect through this afternoon. It'll be hot and very humid today. We'll see variable cloudiness with still the chance for some scattered thunderstorms, some of which could have some heavy downpours today. Highs will be in the low and mid-90s. Tonight, slight chance for a couple storms, warm and muggy with lows in lower 70s. For tomorrow, hot and humid again with a chance of storms, 93 for a high. And then a few showers and storms the first half of Saturday, and then a dry Sunday. For WFIN, this is News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone.
And the weather service of Time Warner Cable, this time out 74 degrees in Findlay at 1330 WFIN. Now, this is just into us here, courtesy of Hancock County Commissioner Emily Walton. The commissioners are requesting that all county elected officials meet at the courthouse today at 11 for a briefing. All county elected officials meet at the courthouse today at 11 o'clock for a briefing. The county auction of surplus county vehicles that was scheduled for 1:30 today has been canceled, and that will be rescheduled. So those announcements from Hancock County Commissioner Emily Walton, thank you very much. There are obviously a number of closings that are still in effect. Marathon, for example, downtown offices are closed. So that's one of the big ones. The Family Resource Centers are closed. Let's see here. I'm kind of scanning the list for the top items. All Hancock County offices are closed for business. Now, employees can report when the river drops below 15 feet to begin cleanup, but all Hancock County offices are closed for business. The one notable exception to that, I guess, in a sense, is the Hancock County landfill. The landfill is open. All right. So that is good news. Century Health is closed. Let me see here. The Family Center is closed. Hancock County Board of Elections office is closed. Hancock County and Findlay City Health Departments are both closed. Make note of that. A complete list, courtesy of Gene Stevens Honda and Huntington Bank, online at WFIN.com. That's the best way to get all of the items. Again, the list is too long to mention it, mention everything on the air. So we're hitting the highlights here. If you want the complete details, go to WFIN.com and you'll see the links for the events and school closings and cancellations. I want to thank all of our guests for joining us on the program today. Remember, more information about the subjects that we've talked about on today's show can be found at the Good Mornings webpage. Goodmornings.net is our direct address. Tomorrow, Ohio Governor Ted Strickland and Director of Public Safety Henry Guzman got a close look at the flood damage in Findlay and Hancock County yesterday. How soon will recovery assistance be available? We'll talk a little bit more about that. Plus, we'll get you ready for some football. Preview the week number one games of the high school season. And a little escape from reality would be a welcome diversion right about now. ABC Entertainment Editor Bill Deal will review this weekend's new movies. Until tomorrow morning, that is Good Mornings for this morning. Now that you've had a good morning, go on out and make it a good day, okay? It'll get better. We'll see you tomorrow.
Combining the global resources.